For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Since 2016, there have been discussions about a hotel and a convention center in Jonesboro. At one point, two groups were competing to put the project in Jonesboro. In March of 2016, I did an interview with Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics and asked him about whether Jonesboro could really support two convention centers. Well, now we know the Red Wolf Convention Center is up and holding events. I talked to Roby Brock recently about his thoughts on the Red Wolf Convention Center and what it means for the region. I remember not long ago we were talking about in Jonesboro the possibility of two convention centers. There was almost like a race to see who would put one up before the other. And now we're at the point where one is just about to open. In fact, had the first event at the Red Wolf Convention Center earlier in the month. Kind of tell us your thoughts on how this process has evolved over the past couple of years.
Well, it probably has worked out for the betterment of the community. I don't know if Jonesboro could have sustained two convention centers, and the fact that one has moved forward and the other doesn't seem to have moved forward is probably good for the convention center business in Jonesboro, because as I mentioned, I don't think that you were going to get two to be able to be sufficient enough to handle the that amount of business. So, I think that the Red Wolf Convention Center and where it's located right there on the ASU campus, and the amenities that it's going to offer, and the location and the convenience, I think it's a gold mine, just kind of waiting to be harvested there for the community. I think it's going to do really, really, really well.
The one thing a lot of people have said is that, this will be able to bring in a lot of new conferences, conventions, that almost in a scenario of build it and they will come, kind of in a way. But I imagine there's also some challenges to that as well. Is it in that business, is it really, if you build it, they will come? I mean, how much play does a convention center really hold in something like that?
I would say that a better motto would be, if you market it, they will come, because convention business is really about marketing. If you look at some of the other convention centers around the state or around the region, I mean, they have a full-time crew that spends their time doing research on what types of events will be best for their type of convention business, and then they go out and actively solicit people to come bring their conventions to that space. So it's not a, hey, our doors are open, let us know if you want to book it sort of thing. You have to be proactive and aggressive in recruiting convention business to your community. And some of that's done easily. There will be bids that will be put out sometimes, kind of requests for proposals. And so communities and their convention centers can compete for that business. But there is also relationship building and finding ways to recruit some of the business that you want to come to that community. And so for Jonesboro and Northeast Arkansas, for instance, you're probably not going to, have a Taekwondo Association international meeting like Little Rock has had for all these years, because they've actually outgrown the space in Little Rock. But, there will be a lot of good-sized convention-style businesses that I think will be attractive for that region. I think a lot of the state trade associations, which like to move around to different parts of the state, and they'll do Fort Smith one year and Northwest another and Central Arkansas another. I think they'll be very interested in coming up to Northeast Arkansas and to the convention center up there. So I think those are the types of things that you'll have to be aggressive about pursuing.
How big is the convention industry in Arkansas?
I couldn't put a dollar figure on it, just in terms of how do you kind of quantify some of that. There's a few metrics that get bounced around. When visitors come to a community for a convention, you can look at the hotel space, you can look at the restaurant sales, you can look at the tourism tax dollars, and you can see significantly what happens, with a weekend or a week's worth of business because of a convention. There's an economic impact in terms of that. Some of it's easily measurable in some of those tax receipts that I just mentioned. Some of it's a little harder. There's usually some business economic models that are out there that just say, look, if they spend, $1, it can equate to $3 or $5 or $2.50 of return on investment there. And there are a number of factors that can influence that. But I will say this, there's not a convention that comes to a town that does not have a net positive for a community. So you're talking about drawing visitors into your city that would not normally be there for any other reason. You're going to get some economic benefit from that.
Roby Brock is with Talk Business and Politics, joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. Roby, one of the things also that the Arkansas State is developing is a hospitality management program that will be run at the Embassy Suites, but it will be something that will be where it could be applied, you know, through anywhere throughout Jonesboro, Northeast Arkansas, throughout the state. How big is the hospitality industry, and are we going to see, is this continuing to explode? I mean, do you see something that will just continue to grow as we go over the next several years?
I do think that we have not seen the tourism and hospitality industry top out yet in Arkansas. It's a more than $6 billion industry in Arkansas, and it's the second largest industry in Arkansas behind agriculture. So that ought to give you some perspective of how enormous the hospitality business is. Again, think restaurants, think hotels, think convention business, think anything dealing with the outdoors. All of those workers that are tied to that industry, it is going to continue to grow. It's gotten a lot more sophisticated in how people market to people to draw them for, again, to tourism and hospitality oriented venues. Social media has really changed that dynamic tremendously, and so that's one of the reasons you see the growth. The other is it's a quality of life issue. One of the things that Arkansas, in a variety of different places, Northeast Arkansas being one of them, that we have tried to do, or you see leadership trying to do, is really develop this quality of life that you have here. Hey, you can come here and you can eat at a nice restaurant, and you can go biking around the state, whether it's the mountains or the flatlands, or you can go canoeing, or you can take in a Broadway show, or whatever it is. There's just a lot of amenities that have been growing in Arkansas, and that's what younger people are wanting, more experiential things. And so having a convention center in your town is just going to be one more tool in that kit of trying to draw people to the region. And so that's why I feel like with the growth in the hospitality industry that you're seeing from that the program that you mentioned, I think there's going to be a need for more and more workers in that industry for a long time to come.
Quality of life, you mentioned that. Let's talk about that just for 1 second, kind of going off a little bit, because I know that there was a big issue in Jonesboro about this. How important is quality of life in a community and also in a state by way of either attracting people or maintaining people? Some people may write off as, my quality of life may be different from your quality of life by way of the definition of it, but kind of tell a little bit about that term overall, quality of life.
Well, it's a big important factor, and it's going to be an evolving term. I mean, it does change generationally, and it can change just depending on, where you kind of live. For instance, we see up in Northwest Arkansas a huge emphasis being put on bike trails up in that area of the state. It is becoming recognized nationally and internationally because of some of the investments they've been making up there to attract and draw people to bring their mountain bikes and their road bikes to that portion of the state and come see what we've got to offer. As a result of that, you see a huge culinary and food movement going on in Northwest Arkansas right now. Those two things are feeding off each other. They're bringing people to the region to experience one thing, and in the process of doing that, they're exposing them to other things. A lot of people now, too, and this is just a trend that has been happening more often than not in job recruitment, is people are finding places where they want to live, and then they're figuring out, is there a job there for me? Whereas I think the old paradigm was, hey, I've got a job offer, and so I'm moving to this community, and that the job is the reason that I'm moving. Now people can work a little bit more mobily or remotely, and so it's easier to hold a job with a company if you're good and you're talented, and you can be a little bit choosier about where you want to live. And so I think for Jonesboro and Northeast Arkansas, there needs to be a constant rethinking of who are we, who do we want to be, how do we get there. So for quality of life, I think, the community and the region has got to continue to say, what are we missing? What could we do more of that would make this place more attractive to the types of folks that we want to embrace in this community and the type of community we want to be?
That's Roby Brock with Talk Business and Politics. I'm Jonathan Reeves, KASU News.